just so thankful that God has led us all be here today. I invite you to take your Bible and go with us to Colossians chapter 4.
Thank you, Lord, for these people of St. John. People have been faithful through the years. People, Lord, that have no longer with us. God, that stood for you, stood for what was right, and then brought us to where we are today.
Yes.
I pray, God, for continued blessings on St. John. Not much over these people. Love of God is only you can. Lord, I pray you bless in our time together today.
Oh, yes.
You have your will and way to speak to our hearts. God is only you can. We'll give you praise for that which you do. For it's in Christ's name we pray.
Amen. Always before us to the possible that just before he would close his answers that he would often take some time and recognize people that were serving God along beside him and were special to him in his faith. That say that these were not just additional things that Paul just thought how had his, but they were ordained by God. God placed in him the heart of Paul and the Holy Ghost, for he has preserved it for us today. I have Paul's opinion just behind us that there is nothing wrong whatsoever with the showing appreciation to those that need so much to ask him in life. That is what Paul does here. But I am interested today in this hand called Tychicus. Honestly, we are to provide a lot of information about him. Actually, only five times Tychicus is recorded in the Bible. Acts chapter 20, verse 4. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 21. 2 Timothy 4 and 12. Titus Our text, Paul mentions him as a beloved brother and a faithful minister in the Lord. That's a seems to be the life story of Audi. Paul says the same thing in Ephesians chapter 6. It's about it. I think about a legacy that is often in our minds. Something financial or material possession that is passed on to us. But a legacy is anything handed down by someone to whom somebody else. I ask a question today. What is your legacy? I ask you, what are we leaving to those following us? Parents are leaving a legacy to their children. Church members leave a legacy to those that follow after him. Preachers are leaving a legacy to those that come along after them. Churches are leaving legacies to whom first yet to come. Somebody said that a legacy is planting seeds in a garden that you never get to see. I believe that. I believe that we all are planting gardens by our lives and our legacy. But I asked him, what kind of legacy are we leaving? Also, what kind of legacy do we desire grave. I want to preach her a little while simply on this evening and lasting legacy. Leaving a lasting legacy. I want to notice, first of all, that a legacy is made by our character. Paul, I remind you again, called Tychicus a beloved brother. The word beloved that Paul used is that Greek word, agape, that tells me the kind of love Paul had for Tychicus. Paul is describing Tychicus as a man greatly loved. Paul is saying, this man is special to my heart. Tychicus is a beloved brother. The word brother is that word that means of the same womb. Paul is saying he is like my own family, like my own brother. I realized that Christian fellowship is like that. Thank God for brothers and sisters in Christ that are so special to my heart. Thank God for people that I feel like you're part of my own family. That is the kind of character that builds a lasting legacy. How do we realize how tremendously blessed we are with such a church family that old hymn says it so well? Blessed be the God that binds our hearts in Christian love, the fellowship of kindred lives is like to that above. Thank God for that love that we share. It is so heartbreaking that every now and then we hear of church stand, please. Arguing. Fussing. Sitting in one another's faces for saints in the church. And I thank God for those that I can call beloved brothers and sisters in Christ. This man, Tychicus, was so greatly loved by the Apostle Paul that he called him a beloved brother. I would say, honestly, there are people, old church folks, that we really can't say that about. There are people that have their names, but their legacy is one of a troublemaker. Divisive, difficult to kill on him. But I thank God there's hope that you that are beloved in Christ. So a lasting legacy is made by our character. But secondly, lasting legacy is marked by our conduct. Notice what Paul said, that Tychicus was a beloved brother and a faithful minister and a fellow servant in the Lord. Faithful. Paul says, Tychicus is trustworthy. I can count on him. I can rely on him because he is a faithful minister. I asked him, hey, are we leaving the kind of legacy that after we're gone, people will say they were faithful servants of the Lord. They faithfully honored God. Faithfully did their best. Faithful to honor Him. Paul describes Tychicus that way. Somebody said the greatest ability in the world is dependability. Tychicus did write a letter himself. He didn't, as far as we have in the Bible, preached a sermon anywhere. But he was faithful. I remind you that back in Acts chapter 20, the first time that is mentioned, verse 4, it says, and there accompanied him, Paul, and in the Asia, some Peter of Perea, and of the Thessalonians, Aristarchus and Secundus, and Gaius of Derbe, and Timotheus, and of Asia, Tychicus, and Trophimus, back in Paul's early missionary journeys along the line, Tychicus joined with the group, followed along with Paul, and then the indications down in Colossians is that Paul is writing this letter to the church in Colossae, apparently going to send it by the hand of Tychicus. Just, hey, how do you know? Because Paul says, whom I have sent unto you. Paul says, I count him so trustworthy, so dependable. I place this letter in his hands, bringing to you the words, checking on you, comforting your hearts. But that wasn't the only stop. Verse 16. Paul says in him, this epistle is read among you. Calls it to be read also in the church of the Laodiceans. I believe that Tychicus carried it to Colossae. Afterwards, carried it home to Laodicea. Why? Because he was a faithful minister to God. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12, Paul is in prison, about to be beheaded in a short while. But he mentions Tychicus again. I remind you of all that Paul has been through. Mission trip, city after city, been beaten, been stoned, been shipwrecked, spent time in the deep, all that he'd gone through, facing prison. But Jacobus is still there, thankful. What a legacy. It isn't that a massive volumes are written about this man. There isn't a book I could find anywhere about Tychicus. I looked him up in the encyclopedia, the section about him, about that law. Basically what I have shared today, they put in their words. But here's a man, though he wasn't outstanding in a lot of ways, he was greatly loved, faithfully serving, fellow servant, bondslave of the Lord. But there is a last thing I have said. Lasting legacy is made by our character, marked by our conduct. But lastly, a lasting legacy can be marred by our choices. Part of the group that was traveling with the Apostle Paul included another man. Verse 14 says Luke, the beloved physician and Demas greet you. Demas was part of the company. Demas had walk with Paul, faced all the struggles up to now. But later, it says, 2 Timothy 4:10, for Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world. Of all the good things that could have been said about Demas, they're all lost by that phrase, Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world. Demas made a choice that marred Here's the plague. I wonder if we really realize just how important our choices are. The person can have a great legacy of serving God, but because of some bad choices, has it all up. I'll even say this. Thank God for St. John Baptist Church. Thank God for the legacy that we have. But all it takes is a wrong choice for a pastor. She didn't mess it all up. I say today, what kind of legacy are you leaving? What kind do you want to leave your family? What kind do you want to leave your friends? What kind do you want to leave in your church? I read this statement. Legacy is not leaving something for people, but is leaving something in people. About your legacy, back at our home church choir used to sing an old song out of the Brushy Mountain scrapbook. Said after I leave for worlds unknown, what will I leave behind? What kind of lasting impact are we leaving? What kind do you desire to leave today? Guarantee you, vast majority could stand today, call the names of people in the past, being like Sam Huffman, being like Lonnie Britton, Being like Stanley Willis. Being Charlie Huffman. Being that stood for the faith and helped a legacy that blesses us today. What are we going to leave these little ones, these boys and girls, after we pass off the scene? Talking about leaving a legacy that lasts. Brother Kevin, thank you to give us a soul. This lost hand